Good morning. We are talking with Sarah Twister, getting ready for the lacrosse sports show coming up this weekend. And you are currently in Australia. So we are using the magic of technology to make this work this morning. But I briefly read your bio, and you have one of I'm just going to let you tell it, because there's so many things about you that are so unique. And so I want to start at the beginning, talk a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got into archery with a twist and all of the things that you do.
All right. Well, that's going back a long ways, isn't it? So I'm one of seven siblings that grew up traveling all over the world. So this is where kind of a little bit of like my tour life has started very, very earlier on. So when I did actually end up years later joining in on like, yes, I want to be a circus performer. It wasn't so uncommon for me already to be moving around internationally. So that part I feel like I was cut out for it. Let's put it like that. Archery was a thing that I always loved doing when I was a kid. I think it was also, it's an interesting art form or skill form, isn't it? Because it relies so much on focus and being present in the moment. And I think that really appealed to me already as like a young child, that kind of that being present in that time, in the time that you're in, that kind of really kind of kept me grounded while moving, you know, through different continents. I grew up in four different continents. So you can imagine, like, we were moving every, you know, few months. So that was already a big part of my life growing up.
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, it's such an interesting, like you say, it is something that takes a lot of focus, but not a lot of equipment.
Exactly. That was something I was going to say as well. It's something that can travel with you. I used to actually even make my own bows when I was growing up. So that was also just like bake them wherever I was going and stuff. And it doesn't take a lot. It just takes you, your focus, and, you know, feel a thing. And then you go out and you do the thing that makes you happy. So that really held a very important place in my heart growing up. And I lost it for a little bit during my teenagehood, but then when I started circus and there was a lot of things going on, like there was, you know, there was like the thing about making your act and you want to be unique. And I had this fascination for archery anyway. And like I'd seen in the Nomad Games of Mongolia that they do this stunt where they do this form of acrobatic archery as part of the games. And I saw that and it just looked so crazy. It looked 100% impossible. And I was just like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I want to take a second. If you are listening and you Google Sarah Twister, watch some of her videos, because like me, I just spent 45 minutes mesmerized by the different things that you can do with your body, between the contortion, you know, the tennis racket, and then of course the archery. I mean, this is something that you have to train for nonstop, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My training routine starts just before like dawn every day. Before breakfast, I have my first training routine where I have a lot of stretching, handstands, a lot of body control. And I get that one out of the way in the beginning where I have no excuses and I don't get to have breakfast until I've done it. and then my day will start. So either I'll be working, so that's kind of keeping the training up, or I'll be training new skills and going to the training space and just keeping it all going, keeping things rolling. Yeah. So it's constant training. Actually, that was the first thing my trainer said to me when I was learning contortion in Brazil. He was like, you do realize when you start this, you're never going to be able to stop. And I was like, yep, don't intend to.
You have to keep those muscles loose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It needs to feel natural to be doing things that are completely unnatural to most people.
I'm interested in this because, you know, contortion, I feel like you kind of have to have some natural ability there, or am I crazy? And this is something that can be fully trained.
So this is a normal idea that most people have, and most people say that. There's definitely different forms of it. I could always do the splits and the bridges when I was a kid, and I just kind of kept that going. I will say, I feel like it's something anyone could train, but unless you actually have a little bit of background in it and a bit of a talent for it already naturally, I think it can end up being a lot of work. It already is a lot of pain and a lot of work, but if you already have a little bit of a head start, it will just push you along a little bit quicker. Like I do want to say and share out there for all the listeners, like it is possible to achieve these things if you have a consistent, a consistent routine. But it depends on what level you want to get at. So if you already got a bit of a head start, you can get a lot farther with a lot of training. If you don't have any background in flexibility at all, you will still be able to
It just might
achieve
take you longer.
certain levels of it. It might just take you longer, exactly.
Speaking of somebody who cannot do the splits at all,
Yeah.
I don't think that's for me. But I like I said, I was mesmerized watching your videos. And I know, live events is very, very different than watching the videos. So for people who are thinking about coming to the lacrosse sports show, what will they see in your live show?
Absolutely. And there's honestly, there is no comparison. It is a very, very different thing to be there in live. Something I really like to bring in my show, something I really like to present in my show is the one-on-oneness, the actual feeling of being playing with, like, that we're doing a game together. We're doing something fun together, and really try and invite people on my crazy story, to really invite people to come with me on this comedic journey. There's audience participation, there's fun interaction, and this is something that you will never get just from a video. You kind of have to be there to see it. Never is any one show the same thing. I will honestly say that, because of the people that it involves, like, to bring people in. I'm not going to give everything away. There is a very special stunt that I will do with a member of the audience, but you're gonna
Okay.
have to come and watch just to find out what that is. You don't want to miss it, and I definitely don't want to miss there either. Let's just
Well,
leave it at
I was gonna say, just hang in the bait in front of us. Of course,
Yes.
you will be performing all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Lacrosse Sports Show. It's coming up this weekend, and I know you are very, very busy. Like I said, you're overseas right now in Australia, so we will let you get back to all of your tasks as you are training throughout the day. So thanks so much for chatting with us, Sarah Twister. She will be at the Lacrosse Sports Show. Again, Google her, watch some of the YouTube videos, and then get ready to see an amazing performance live at the Lacrosse Sports Show.